USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th. And if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
While most Americans can't get anywhere near a COVID-19 vaccine, the Defense Department will offer the coronavirus vaccine to detainees at Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. An official in the Pentagon has just released a memo approving the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine to the detainee population in Guantanamo. The naval base has 6,000 residents, including 1,500 U.S. troops working at the prison. Democrats are moving quickly to lay groundwork for passing more coronavirus relief money, bypassing Republicans. The economy shrank 3.5% last year, with high levels of unemployment persisting and unemployment fraud systems broken beyond imagination. Democrats are working to push through a budget resolution, the first step for a coronavirus relief bill. All it would need is a simple majority in the House and Senate. They are hoping to pass it through both chambers next week. Be careful on the roads out west, as many storms are dropping a lot of snow. Travel east of Yosemite in California is not recommended Friday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nevada's school-aged children are committing suicide at an alarming rate since the pandemic hit our shores. Remote learning is becoming a massive failure. Some teachers are refusing to go back to the classrooms. The frustration of parents has never been greater. One parent in Virginia has had enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
A parent in Virginia is apparently losing his patience regarding local schools being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. In a video that has gone viral on social media, the father can be seen addressing members of the Loudoun County, Virginia school board.
You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out or get off the podium. Because you know what? There's people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
Schools in Loudoun County have been closed for in-person learning since March. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Loudoun County Public Schools is located in Ashburn, Virginia, and has nearly 82,000 students with a teacher ratio of 14-1. USA Radio News.